Syracuse City Councilor Chad Ryan has served in the chamber for a fraction of the time as some of his peers, but he's also asked a fraction of the questions, in public at least. WRVO's Ryan Delaney has this profile of the council's quietest member.
Chad Ryan sits at the end of the table during council study sessions or committee meetings. He'll often wave off his chance to ask a question. It's not shyness, he says in an interview, but maybe a little humility.
I guess I wouldn't say I'm shy. Certainly tentative about what you say in the chambers.
He rarely asks questions or calls committee meetings, but more on the reason for that second part later. His quiet demeanor can stand in contrast to some of Ryan's colleagues. Spend enough time in City Hall, and you'll see more senior counselors grill department heads or call out the administration.
You know, if you get in the chambers and a commissioner's up there, and you go up one side and down the other, and again, that stuff needs to happen here and there, I guess, to prove a point, maybe. I don't know. But are they going to want to help you? You know, are they going to want to go above and beyond to do what they can?
He says he prefers to ask questions of city employees in private in order to not get the public answer.
Between you and I, you know, tell me what's really going on. You know, I'm not here to cast judgment or, you know, just tell me where the facts really lie. You may get a little better answer, a little more truth in that answer.
Ryan is the youngest member of the council. The 29-year-old is halfway through his first term, representing the city's Tip Hill neighborhood and other parts of the West Side. Ryan chairs the Committee on Intergovernmental Consolidation, a post often given to new councilors as a sort of training wheels for the council. It lacks the workload of other topic areas, like public safety or neighborhoods. Because of that, Ryan has only introduced one piece of legislation in more than a year. He pushed through tighter restrictions on door-to-door peddlers and solicitors. Colleagues praise Ryan's youth and energy. One says he's thoughtful and smart, noting it takes time to become outspoken in the council chambers. Fellow counselor Jake Barrett says Ryan does his homework.
It appears as though he's able to get information not just in the public setting where we ask a department head to approach the microphone.
Barrett says one area Ryan has done a lot of groundwork on is handling properties in his district slated for foreclosure by the land bank.
He seems to have a very good network of information in those areas. So that lends to us a confidence that he, as a district counselor, is taking care of those things that are most important.
Barrett says Ryan will often run questions by him or other counselors, making sure his thoughts and concerns are grounded before making them public. Ryan is in the family business in more ways than one. He now runs the funeral home started by his father, Ed Ryan, but the elder Ryan wasn't just an undertaker. He was an elections commissioner and Onondaga County legislator. Chad Ryan says he's not trying to copy his father's legislative style, mostly because he didn't observe it often. Serving as a district counselor, he says his job is much more about constituent services, helping people navigate bureaucracy and get questions answered.
And being new, I'm trying to listen to everything. You know, you can't, if you think you're a know-it-all, how can you do this job? Because you got to look at the facts and things change all the time.
Ryan says he feels he has a good relationship with everyone in city government, which he credits to his philosophy of treating people right. Ryan is running for re-election in the 2nd District. He says constituent services will be a big part of his platform, and he adds government consolidation will still be a focus for him, even if he earns more seniority. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.